The compounds, known as neonicotinoids or neonics, have been in existence since the 1990s. They've been more widely used during the past 15 years in the form of a pretreatment for corn, soy, and wheat seeds. Assembly Environmental Committee Chair Steve Englebright says the neonics are a systematic poison and have created a second silent spring, a reference to the seminal book by Rachel Carson nearly 60 years ago that led to the banning of the pesticide DDT.
Neonicotinoids are even more toxic and are at least as dangerous. And we haven't really addressed this.
Dan Rochelle with the Natural Resources Defense Council says scientific studies link the increased use of the chemical to the mass honeybee die-offs in recent decades.
Neonics are exceptionally insect toxic, with just one neonic-treated corn seed containing enough active ingredient to kill 250,000 bees or more.
He says the chemical is not just deadly to insects, but it leaches into the surrounding soil and water and can harm birds, mammals, and even humans. Rochelle and other environmentalists who testified cite data that links the presence of the chemical to an association with autism in children. Studies estimate half of all Americans have some level of neonic pesticides in their bodies. The bill would limit the use of the chemical. It could no longer be used as a preemptive treatment, but would be used in response to a specific infestation on a farm. Englebright says the European Union and Canada have already imposed similar restrictions. Researchers from Cornell University also testified. They detailed the results of a study that finds the use of the chemical does not necessarily help farmers fight off pests more effectively or achieve better crop yields. Dr. Scott McArt, a professor of entomology at Cornell, says farmers have increasingly used it as an inexpensive method of insurance against possible pest outbreaks.
The results for yield in corn and soybean translate to infrequent economic benefits for farmers who use neonicotinoid-treated seeds. Nevertheless, neonicotinoid-treated seeds are used by nearly all conventional field corn farmers and the majority of soybean producers in New York.
McArt says there are alternatives, including more frequent crop rotation and the use of biological pest controls. Industry representatives who testified at the hearing argue that neonics are safe and effective. Katie Savinelli is with the Switzerland-based Syngenta. It's one of the largest sellers of agricultural pesticides in the world. She says the chemicals are an important aid to farmers responding to climate change, which has caused sudden insect infestations that threaten crops.
It's climate change, we don't really understand the long-term effects. We certainly know with bumblebees, they're not as adaptive as some other bees, so I mean, that's a concern.
Members of the state's Farm Bureau also testified. They say the chemicals are a part of integrated pest management that works to protect pollinators. Savinelli, who says her grandfather grew oranges in Florida, says limiting the use of neonics would lead to higher food prices.
When you look at it across the board, it does increase the cost.
She says instead of worrying about the potential harmful effects of the pesticides, more people should plant flower gardens to help support pollinators and turn off their outside lights at night to protect moths and other nighttime insects. That led Assemblymember Harvey Epstein to admonish Savinelli and other industry representatives for what he says is a failure to consider the potential long-term harm from the chemical.
But I would hope that we aren't just focusing on the cost of orange juice now or the cost of supplies or maybe the loss of trees, which are important to all of us, but what will our societal costs be?
The measure to limit the use of the pesticides has already been approved in the state Senate. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.